Blog Talk Radio.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know.
Stopping us now, Talking Sports Plus Preview Show. I am the host, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and we're very excited about coming for you every Wednesday night. We start off at 7 o'clock with our preview show, then we go and jump on our live show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, so we're very excited. You know, for the people on the East Coast, that's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, the call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. And you might ask a question, why should I take my time to listen to this show? But I do appreciate each and every one of you joining me at this time. But for those individuals who's curious to know, you know, we're the voice of the historical black colleges and university in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're so excited about bringing this sports topic, or this sports show to you, bringing all the hottest topics that occurred during the week, what happened last weekend. Then we want you to make sure you call in 347-857-4192 so you can play a part. We don't want you to just listen to the show. We want you to also play a part in the show. Now, you got the privilege of just calling in and listening to the show through the call-in number, but you also can press 1, and then we'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell and telephone number, and then we'll ask you to come on, show your expertise, share your thoughts about the topics in your area, whatever historical black college you're part of, associated, a fan of, whatever Power Five, Group of Five, Division Two, Three, NAIA, whatever school you're part of, whatever high school or middle school in the southeastern part of the United States, and you want to share your thoughts about it, you can do that. But what we ask you to do is just tell us who you are and your location. Now, we're very excited by coming before you early. We try to do that because we want to kind of set the stage for what we're going to be doing at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, at 8 o'clock, I have four outstanding hosts that co-hosts that play a part in this show. First, we have Coach Lauren B. Smith. She's our millennial and lady of the show. And then we have Coach Tony Stallworth, recent retiree that's a longtime coach and decided to retire in July. Then we have Coach Tremaine Edwards, a young, outstanding young man that's coaching up in North Alabama, doing an outstanding job. Then we have the coach of the Airways, Darrell E. Train Elliott. He's also known as the Don King of Entertainment in Alabama, in Georgia, Florida, northern part of Florida, and just throughout the country. He's known as that. So he played a major important part of our show. And so we're very excited about having that individual. Now, tonight we're going to have a special guest that's going to join us tonight. And his name is Cameron Gibber. And Gibber will come in and just share his thoughts as well. We invited him to come to the show and just share his thoughts. So we got a full crowd here. We're going to have an awesome show tonight, but you have to join us. Make sure you join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can call in or you can go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/LDSmithProduction. If you want to email us, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet the show at Talking Sports Plus with the number one and Talking Sports Plus, just Talking Sports Plus. Also at Lorenza D. Smith. And then you also can and share your thoughts with our co-host because we also have at Darrell Elliott with the number one. Then we have at Tremaine Edward with the number 7. And then we have our millennial, our lady. That's her handle is Kiwi, K-A-W-I, underscore, don't, B-O-N-T, underscore, care, C-A-R-E. So she's all about coming at you the way she feels. She also served as a co-host on our Monday night show as well. So, again, our log is full of outstanding topics. One of the hottest topics in what's breaking news is the topic with Clemson University. Kelly Bryant, the starting quarterback up until this Saturday coming up, decided to transfer, accepting that red shirt rule. Now, everybody have the question, what's the red shirt rule? A player can play in four games, and after he plays four games, he can't participate anymore in that season. He can declare himself a red shirt after those four games, and then he can transfer to any school he wants to. Now, one of the stipulations is the transfer rule is still in existence. If he's transfer to another school and he's an undergraduate, he will have to sit out the year unless he gets a waiver. Now, being Kelly Bryant with Clemson University, he's already graduated from college in May of this past year, and he's playing, and he's going to transfer and use the graduate rule, which is he can once he transfers, he'll have that one full year to participate. So Kelly's making that decision. That was a battle from the beginning. That was some controversy. In fact, the hottest topic from the beginning was talking with Nick Saban with the University of Alabama with their situation with Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa. And it was about what he was going to do, what Jalen was going to do, because Tua was going to be the quarterback. Seemed like they began to work it out because everybody thought Jalen was going to transfer. But in the midst of that, as I restated on our show much earlier, meaning in August, we talked about Clemson. What would happen at Clemson if Trevor Lawrence, which was at the time the hot rising young man who's a freshman, would make a push at Kelly Bryant's starting position. And that was when he decided to make the decision. He felt like Kelly Bryant was not productive enough, so he decided to start go with the starter of Trevor Lawrence. So Trevor Lawrence would be the starter. Kelly made the decision. I'm not going to sit on the bench. And as he stated with the Greenville news, that he was all in line of making sure he Sometimes things happen like this. And we back on the air through Blog Talk Radio. Now, as I was talking about Kelly Bryant and the situation, everybody forgot about Clemson. They was more or less talking about Alabama. But there's another situation possibly. It may not be this year, but next year with Jake Fromm and Justin Field at Georgia. And there's going to be many other situations with this new rule allowing these players to play in these four games and then transfer. A lot of these players and a lot of the talking heads and partners are constantly saying that, you know, well, why don't they just fight it out? You know, then again, you know, I see two different situations. I can see that with you have Jake Fromm last year. He fell into the position because Jason Eason transferred after he got hurt, and then Fromm filled in, did an awesome job, and he kept him at the start. And so Jason Eason transferred out to Washington State or one of the schools out on the West Coast, and Fromm had the job. But they also recruited Justin Field, an outstanding quarterback, young, energetic, that had that gift too. However, you know, they don't think it's a problem because Jace Fromm has to do something to lose the position. However, we see at the University of Alabama, we see at Clemson, that don't mean a whole lot. Now, that's just one particular person we talked about transfer and was a possibility because a lot of people said, what was going to happen with Jalen now since he saw that happen? We're not going to get into that discussion tonight because we have discussed it to the ultimate highest point in regards to what exactly Jalen's going to do. Jalen made a decision. I think he made it a long time ago. He's going to be on this team because, you know, it's not what I always say. It's not who started, who finished the game. And I think the bottom line will be there's a possibility Clemson going to really wish they had Kelly Bryant because there's going to be some situation where this young man is not a big – the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence is not a big physical guy. He's still an 18-year-old young man, and his body is very frail-looking. So taking those shots time after time after time, I think they'll wish they had that mature quarterback to come in there. So – that's what it is all about when you're talking about a transfer, and that's the breaking news. Now, what we're going to focus on, the biggest shocker of week four, and one of the biggest shockers was Old Dominion beating Virginia Tech. That was a shocker. And everybody just total surprise, beating by two touchdowns. That was 49-35, and Virginia Tech was ranked 13 in the AP poll. And Old Dominion is one of those schools that just moved up to the Power Five. And they always played basketball at the highest level, but they moved up, and now they got the biggest win in the school history. So that's the biggest shocker of week four. We're going to also look at how do the commercial aired by Nike, Just Do It, promoted by Colin Kaepernick, impact society. We want your thoughts on it. So you can call in 347-857-4192 and share your thoughts on it. You can do it now. Or you can actually wait to our show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and join us. Now, we won't be on all of these vehicles and all of these opportunities like Instagram, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio. We'll be just on Blog Talk Radio. So you can call in. And we look to hear from you at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We also want to look at discuss the racist comment made by the Texas school superintendent about Deshaun Watson. The former superintendent, now he's a former because he resigned last weekend. Lynn Redden stated that when you need precise decisions making, you can't count on a black quarterback. We want your thoughts. We want you to share your thoughts on it. Right now, I have these individuals that are joining me, and I do appreciate it. That's Brian Coleman. That's B. Cole. Appreciate you, B. Cole. Work with me now in Lowndes County coaching. He's a head basketball coach down in west part of Alabama. Tabitha McKinley, I thank you, Tabitha. It's not your first time. I appreciate you supporting us this way. Casey Coleman, thank you very much for joining us. And also we have a couple of individuals on Instagram, and I had to make sure I touch base with them. I had to reach over the camera and touch it and wave at those individuals. You have Charming LICI, Lix, join me, and I'm going to go with that. You can help me out very much so by just hit me on Instagram or direct DM me and let me know. I'll make sure I said right. You have Sigma Chesterfield, 1914, joining me. I appreciate that. Those are associated with my fraternity, Brother Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I appreciate your brothers, whoever's operating that site, for joining us. And we're excited. We're very excited about having this opportunity. We also want to look at Tiger Woods, and it's in the world of sports. This world of sports is part of our coaching corner. Let's talk some Tiger Woods being number one, finishing last week. He finished in first place last weekend, and it was a major, but it was an opportunity to get it back because it's been almost 10 years since Tiger Woods won a majors, or even actually won a golf and again plays first place. He's been struggling, and he had made a breakthrough. So we'll see how this is going to be getting ready for 2019. Then we're going to discuss some high school marquee matchup in the state of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, as well as South Carolina. We're going to allow you to call in and tell us what's exactly going on in your neck of the woods. It doesn't matter whether you're in the southeastern part of the United States, anywhere in this country, because Blog Talk Radio reach all over the country. Facebook reaches all over the country. Instagram reaches all over the country. BJ Jefferson, thank you for joining us. So you can share your thoughts about what's going on in your neck of the woods. We're also going to look at the Power 25 in each one of those states. We're going to look at how those teams have fared through the first 5 weeks of 2018 season. We're going to look at some storylines dealing with high school athletics, high school sports. You know, we're about to get into October. October is getting time. You're playing football, midpoint of the season, a little bit beyond that. Then you're moving forward, getting ready for basketball. So we're going to look forward to not talking about basketball, but letting you know that we're getting ready. But that one of the storylines in the high school in the southeastern part of the United States, or wherever you are in this country or in this world, because I want everybody to understand, as we broadcast through Blog Talk Radio, we're not only just in the United States. I go look at where we're getting listeners from. We're getting listeners from Norway. We're getting listeners from the United States, you know, we have them from Dubai and many other places throughout the world. So we get them calling, you know, they're checking us out, and we're glad. We appreciate it. We feel like we're the hottest blog talk radio show that focus on historical black colleges and universities, high schools and middle schools in the southeastern part of the United States. But we will focus on your school. So make sure you call in. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. So we also going to look at the last thing is our historical black college and university storyline. We're going to look at the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, one of the things that happened in the MEAC this past weekend. The SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. The SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. And we're going to look at the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. We're going to look at their standings through the first 4 weeks of school, first 4 weeks of the season. We're going to make sure we look at it. Now, for you people, and most of the people are not aware, the MEAC is basically on the Atlantic coast, running all the way from Virginia, North Carolina. We'll say Virginia. We'll step into Virginia. Virginia all the way down to Florida, which is as far as Daytona Beach, which is known as Bethune-Cookman, over to as far as east in Florida, which would be FAMU, Tallahassee. So, you know, and always back up that east, in Savannah State, and all the way up that east coast. And then you have a Southwest Athletic Conference, basically running from the state of Alabama, from Montgomery through Huntsville, over all the way to Prairie View, Grambling, Houston, and coming up through Baton Rouge and in Mississippi with the schools in Alcorn, Mississippi Valley. You know, then we got Arkansas Pine Bluff, all those schools in Jackson State. We make sure we don't forget them. Then you have the SIAC, which is basically talking about Tuskegee University, that's well known. We have the Miles and Albany State, Fort Valley, and then you can move up Central State up there in Ohio, and you can kind of move around. Then you have the CIAA with Virginia State, one of the well-known individuals
one of the schools, and you have throughout Elizabeth City, various other schools throughout that conference. I went through that last week, basically, but we'll talk a little bit about the standings in each one of those schools. We also want to give you an opportunity. I see now Reginald Fred Fowler, one of my ball players. Thank you, Reginald, from middle school or junior high back in many years ago. Thank you, Reginald. He's down in Mobile, Alabama. Thank you, Reginald, for calling and if not being on Facebook and joining us. So we're looking for a very exciting show in about 10 minutes. We're talking about more like about 10 minutes, might be less than that. But we're excited about having the opportunity now. Now, this is my chance to talk about the other things that this production company is doing, which is LD Smith Production Company. We have Talking Sports Plus on every Wednesday night. It's a talk show. I'm just sharing the thoughts in regards to that, as I stated earlier, voicing information about historical black colleges, university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. And we're here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We come with our preview show at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then on Friday, we at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have Balling with the Doc. I host that show. I talk about the hottest sports topics that have happened during the week. We'll continue to talk a little bit more about the situation with the Kelly Bryant at Clemson University choosing no longer to be a part of. We'll talk about that on Friday. Then we'll talk about other topics that we kind of discussed tonight on, as well as some other hottest topics that are occurring in the country throughout the week. Then on Monday night, which is every other Monday, now we had an awesome show this past Monday, was Talking Real to You. It's hosted by me, as well as co-host by my daughter. We're the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country. And that's Laura D. Smith is my daughter. Then I have two outstanding guest experts that's with the show every week. And one of them's out of Georgia. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She joined us. Then also out of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, we have Ms. Scarlett H. Black. She joined us as well on Monday night. So we're real excited about having a chance to come before you. You know, I keep saying I'm so happy. Just God has blessed me with the opportunity to come before you through this vehicle right here. And I just ask you to continue to support. By you coming in, letting us know, or letting me know that you're joining me, I feel like you're supporting what's going on here with Talking Sports Plus, as well as Instagram. When you're letting us know you're joining us and you give me a wave, I give you a wave back. So I'm so excited. But I do want you to play a major part in. If you don't, if you're not able to catch the 7 o'clock show, do catch the 8 o'clock show. And if you can't stay on here long, it's fine. But make sure you call in and listen to the show. Or go to the web link. If you go to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production, you can just click on. But you just type in Blog Talk Radio, and then type in Talking Sports Plus. It'll take you right to it. You can listen to all of our episodes on demand. So we're just thankful, you know. And, you know, as we get to the point where we're about to close the show, we have about 5 minutes. We always try to play some music that's dear to the heart. Now, we don't own the rights to these songs, but we do take this opportunity to play some music that we feel that is good to end our show. But just remember, at 8 o'clock, you can do the same thing. All you have to do is dial 347-857-4192, go to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production, or you could just, you know, take the opportunity to just
and life
and after
we are in the power
at Talking
of the
Sports Plus.
So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Those
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
That way you can get all the
somebody tonight. All of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurt. Around you, just look at somebody, tell them, I'll pray for you, you pray for me. What's getting ready to happen? Watch God change me. Won't it change? Won't it change? Yeah,
Your life is done.
The best,
oh my,
is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, He told me to tell you the best.
Is yet.
As the author of your faith, He wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Brother, my brother, my brother. Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting.